You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 31 to 32. I read, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." Now, brethren, I need you to know that prayer can avert evil. There are evil that would happen when we don't pray. It is very critical that we pray. I was telling somebody that armed robber came to the third house to their house, and a few days later they came to the second house to theirs, and I said, "Hope you are praying." And the person said, "Well, we have not really been praying." I said, "You should pray, that prayer avert disaster, and the fact that you've had enough time, they've not come to your place, it's a sufficient time for you to cry to God despite your security arrangements." You see, brethren, we may suffer things we ought not to suffer when we don't pray. You remember Jesus said to us, he said, "Pray that you do not fall into temptation." He also taught us that we should ask the Father to deliver us from all evil. Since Jesus said we should pray that way, we ought to pray that way. We ought to ask Jesus to deliver us from all evil. Don't take it for granted. Prayer avert disaster. But when you look at that scripture closely, you will now discover that prayer is effective where there is revelation. Because Jesus said, Satan has asked for you. How did Jesus know that Satan had asked for Peter? How did he know that? That is revelation. Without revelation, you will be praying blindly. You'll be praying rather blindly. There has to be revelation before prayer is effective. Now, so this is where the problem is today. We know prayer is important. We want to pray, but we do not pay attention to the source of revelation. So you see people having a lot of prayer meetings here and there, but they don't attend Bible study. People go from one online prayer meeting to one mountain prayer meeting, but they do not pay attention to the teaching of the Word of God. The same person who can go and attend night vigil, that same person cannot take a message of 2 hours and sit down and learn. You see, your prayer is as effective as your revelation. Jesus had a revelation of what Satan was about to do. That was why he prayed for Peter. And for you to understand the importance of revelation further, look at what Jesus said. He said, "I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail." If it was you, what do you think you'll be doing? You'll be rebuking Satan. You'll be casting out Satan. You say, Satan, everything you are planning against me, fire. That's what you'll be doing. Instead of you to pray that the faith of Peter should not fail, you'll be casting out. It takes revelation to pray correctly. What was most critical was that the faith of Peter should not fail. Devil is not the problem. Many of you, what you will have done is you will face the devil, and you will be so bold because you will say, "It's a revelation. I saw it. Let's pray against witches. Let's pray against wizards. Let's pray against all of this." Jesus only prayed for the faith of Peter. Brethren, your prayer is as effective as your revelation. Give attention to the words of Christ. Give attention to the teaching of the Word of God. Thank you for listening. For counseling, please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.